where he leads me. Bible thought. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 and 9. We often think that if we just knew what the future held in store for us, that life would be easier. So millions of people consult their horoscope or call the psychic friend's hotline for some clue to what is coming their way. What if God did tell us what lay in our immediate future, and it wasn't all good news? Would knowing that we would lose a job or that a loved one would die in the coming year make life really easier? I like living in California, where earthquakes just happen, and you deal with the aftermath rather than all the tensions and guessing that goes with East Coast hurricanes. Abram followed God, even though he didn't know where he was going or what his immediate future held. He went in faith because he knew the one who held the future, and like Paul, he trusted that God's grace would see him through whatever came his way. As Romans chapter 4:21 states, he was fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Let's follow God with that same faith that his power might be seen in our lives. Gracious Father, help us walk in trust, knowing that you are with us wherever we may be. In Jesus' name, amen. Stephen K., Redlands, California.